Welcome to Conversations Like No Other, Heart Care, presented by the Heart and Vascular Institute of Valley Health System in Paramus, New Jersey. Our podcast goes beyond broad, everyday cardiac topics to discuss very real and very specific subjects that impact your heart health. We think you'll enjoy our fresh take. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Today we have with us Dr. Patricia Murphy, Director of Cardiac Rehabilitation at the Valley Hospital, to discuss cardiac rehabilitation. Thank you so much for being here today, Dr. Murphy.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
For listeners who may not be familiar, what exactly is cardiac rehabilitation and who is it designed for?
Well, cardiac rehab is a medically supervised program designed to help people recover after a heart event and reduce their risk of future heart problems. It's typically recommended for patients who have had a heart attack, coronary stent placement, bypass surgery, heart valve surgery, heart failure, or other significant cardiac conditions. But cardiac rehab is much more than recovery. It's about helping people regain strength, improve cardiovascular fitness, and learn the tools they need to protect their heart for the long term. The program combines supervised exercise, education about heart health, and support for lifestyle changes, all delivered by a team that usually includes physicians, nurses, exercise physiologists, dietitians, and other specialists. Our goal is really to help patients transition safely from a medical event back to living their lives with confidence.
After a heart attack, stent, or surgery, why is cardiac rehab such a critical part of recovery?
After a heart event, patients often leave the hospital feeling uncertain about what they can safely do. Many are afraid that physical activity might trigger another problem. Cardiac rehab provides a safe, monitored environment where patients can rebuild their strength and cardiovascular fitness gradually. We monitor heart rhythm, blood pressure, and symptoms while patients exercise, which gives both the medical team and the patient reassurance. What's important is that research has consistently shown that people who participate in cardiac rehab have better outcomes. They tend to have fewer hospitalizations, improved functional capacity, better quality of life, and even lower mortality rates compared with patients who do not attend. So cardiac rehab isn't just helpful. It's one of the most powerful tools we have to improve long-term heart health after a cardiac event.
A lot of people think cardiac rehab is just supervised exercise. What other components, like physical, emotional, and educational, are involved?
Exercise is certainly a core part of cardiac rehab, but it's really just one piece of a comprehensive program. We also focus heavily on education. Patients learn about things like controlling blood pressure and cholesterol, understanding their medicines, what they're for and how to take them properly, improving nutrition, managing weight, and recognizing symptoms that should prompt medical attention. Another key aspect is emotional well-being. After a heart event, it is very common for people to experience anxiety, depression, or a fear of physical activity. Addressing those emotional responses is incredibly important for recovery. We also help patients with behavior change, things like quitting smoking, adopting heart-healthy eating habits, and incorporating regular physical activity into daily life. So cardiac rehab really addresses the whole person, not just the heart.
How does cardiac rehab help patients regain confidence and reduce fear after a cardiac event? Because like you brought up, it's got to be scary to, you know, do anything after you've had that kind of a surgery.
It really is. And really, one of the most striking things we see is how much confidence improves over the course of the program. Many cardiac rehab patients feel fragile or worried that they might overexert themselves. But when they exercise under medical supervision and see what their body is capable of, their confidence begins to grow. They learn how their heart responds to exercise, how to recognize safe levels of exertion, and how to listen to their body. By the end of the program, many patients tell us they feel empowered rather than afraid. They understand their condition better, they feel physically stronger, and they know how to safely maintain an active lifestyle.
You touched on this a little bit, but what role does emotional and social support play in recovery?
Well, the emotional and social aspect of cardiac rehabilitation is incredibly powerful. Patients often tell us that it's comforting to be in a room with other people who have gone through similar experiences. There's a shared sense of understanding and encouragement. That community can help people feel less isolated and more hopeful about their recovery. At the same time, our staff provides ongoing support and guidance. We celebrate progress, help patients work through setbacks, and reinforce healthy habits. Recovery from a cardiac event isn't just physical. It's emotional and psychological as well, and that support system plays a big role in helping patients succeed.
And what about some patients that hesitate to enroll or they drop out early? What are the biggest barriers you see? How can patients stay motivated?
One of the biggest barriers is simply misunderstanding what cardiac rehab is. Some people assume they can just exercise on their own at home and don't realize how comprehensive the program is. Others face practical challenges like transportation, work schedules, or caregiving responsibilities. Fear can also be a barrier. Patients may worry about pushing themselves too hard or experiencing symptoms during exercise. What I often tell patients is that cardiac rehab is designed to meet them where they are. The program is individualized, and we start at a level that is safe and appropriate for each person. Staying motivated often comes from setting small, achievable goals and seeing progress over time. Many patients are surprised by how quickly their endurance and confidence improve.
For somebody recovering from a recent heart attack, what's your strongest message about taking that first step into cardiac rehab?
My strongest message is simple. Don't skip this step in your recovery. Cardiac rehab is one of the most effective things you can do to protect your heart and regain your quality of life after a cardiac event. It's not just about exercise. It's about gaining knowledge, building healthy habits, and having a team of experts supporting you along the way. Patients often tell me that starting cardiac rehab was one of the best decisions they made after their heart event. It's really about moving from simply surviving a cardiac event to thriving afterward and returning to a full active life.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise. This has been so informative and helpful. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. You're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Again, that's Dr. Patricia Murphy. We hope today's conversation has highlighted how cardiac rehabilitation can help patients not just recover from a heart event, but return to a full active life. From physical conditioning to emotional support and social connection, cardiac rehab is about rebuilding confidence and taking control of your heart health. If you or a loved one have experienced a heart event and you want to learn more about cardiac rehab, don't wait. Talk to your doctor. For more information and resources, visit valleyhealth.com/heart. And as always, be sure to subscribe, share this episode, and take good care. I'm Maggie McKay. Thanks for listening to Conversations Like No Other, Heart Care, presented by the Heart and Vascular Institute at Valley Health System in Paramus, New Jersey. Again, for more information on today's topic or to be connected with today's guest, please call 201-291-6090 or email valleypodcast@valleyhealth.com.